at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Praise the Lord. While you are still standing, turn to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse number 10. Just one verse. The scripture says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel." And this is what Mr. Jabez said. "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and Lord, enlarge my territory, and put thy hand, let your hand be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. While you are still standing, let us pray. Father God, we are grateful for the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this house. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you in singing, in prayer, in giving. Now we ask that you feed our spirit man bread of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Glorify yourself in this house. We pray for your anointing. We pray for the move of God in the house. Lord, I pray that some prayers will be answered today. We pray that all needs will be met. And we ask that you touch our body, touch our soul, and touch our spirit. And we thank you for the miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled "The Gospel According to Mr. Jabez." The Gospel According to Mr. Jabez. I want to start out by telling you about Mr. Jabez. Many of you may have never met him. Many of you may never heard of him. I want you to know how he made a page in the Word of God. His mama conceived him just like any other child, just like you and me. But when it was time for Mama to give birth to Mr. Jabez, she ran into a lot of problems. Some of you sisters, you can relate to that. She was in pain. She was in sorrow. It was a difficult time for her. After the baby was born, she reflected on all of her experiences. And out of her frustration and her experience, she named the baby Jabez. The name Jabez means pain. The name Jabez means sorrow. She wanted to make sure that that child grew up knowing that Mama went through so much. And as Jabez grew up as a child, everybody in the neighborhood called him pain. And they call him sorrow. To be honest with you, nobody believed he's gonna make it in life. Because nobody go around calling himself sorrow. But God in his grace and mercy turned things around for Jabez. So it's a story with a happy ending. And I come to tell somebody today that your own situation does not determine your destiny. Open your mouth, shout amen to that. Your destiny is greater than your history. Where you're going is much better than where you're coming from. If I were you, I'd thank God for that and shout amen. Please take note that every name in the Bible means something. That's why I told you the meaning of the word Jabez. Every name in the Word of God has spiritual pathways. It's not a coincidence that nobody go around saying my name is Jabez. Nobody go around saying my name is Jezebel. Because names does have meaning. You look at the example of Abraham. The word Abraham means father of many nations. So there's many to name. It's not a coincidence that in my house, every child is named Joy. That's not just for decoration. There's a reason why Mama and Daddy give you the name that you bear right now. And you can see Abraham did become father of many nations. Israel is one of those nations. A lot of Arabic countries, they are children of Ishmael, who is a son of Abraham. So you can see that the name Abraham, father of many nations, did come to pass. I pray today that your name will be a pathway to greatness. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Why am I telling you the story of Mr. Jabez? You need to know that there can never be a glory without a story. So if you see God doing great things in somebody's life, I can assure you there's a story behind the glory. For many of us here today, I see God changing our story for the better. A If you believe that, shout amen. I see your story, my story, becoming our glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see God moving some of us from poverty to wealth. Amen. Amen. I can see some of us, God is moving us from sickness to health. Amen. Am I right about it? Amen. For some of us, God is moving us from unemployment to employment. You ought to shout amen for that. Even there are some of us, God is moving us from single life to married life. Amen. Amen. I believe with all my heart, your story, my story, is about to change for the better. Amen. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. Shout amen again. Amen. Our God is in the business of making people better. And that is one thing you ought to pick up in the story of Mr. Jabez. So as he was growing up, people calling him pain, people calling him sorrow. But somewhere along the way, Mr. Jabez find out there is a God who can change the narratives of a man's life. By the way, when he was making all this discovery, he was just a young boy. So those of you who are youngsters, you can learn from that. It's not what people say about you. It is what God say about you. That is why in the story of Mr. Jabez, even though they were calling him pain, even though they were calling him sorrow, the Bible says one day you got a revelation that God can change that around. And the Bible says he called upon the God of Israel. I can stop there and begin to point out serious revelation to you. This is where preaching takes place. Notice that even though he was going through, he was not having pity parties. Notice even though they call him all kinds of bad names, he was not in blame games like many of you are doing. Sometimes we are our own hindrance to our own miracles. It's bad enough that the world is trying to blackmailers, but you don't respond the way of your enemies. The Bible says Jabez called upon the God of Israel. Translation, he prayed about his problem. I can stop there and ask you this question. Whatever you're going through right now, have you prayed about it? That's the real question. You're busy trying to fight back. But God wants you to take it to the Lord in prayer. I don't know about you. I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer changes things. Am I right about it? I believe with all my heart, anything that begins in prayer usually end up in power. Are you listening to me this morning? So if you're ready for God to change your story, guess what you need to do this morning? Pray. If you're ready for God to move the mountain in your life, guess what you need to do this morning? Pray. The disciples of Jesus Christ, if you recall, they watched him raise the dead. They watched Jesus heal the blind. they watched Jesus fed 5,000 people. They even watched Jesus walk on water. But when the going get tough, they never asked Jesus to teach them how to walk on water. They never asked Jesus to teach them how to feed 5,000. They never asked Jesus to teach them how to heal the blind. You know what they asked Jesus? They said, "Sir, teach us how to pray." You know why? Because there is power when you pray. There is healing when you pray. God can deliver you from any kind of trouble when you pray. Prayer, my brothers, my sisters, is fellowship with God. When you are praying, you are literally hanging out with God. Prayer is communion with Almighty God. Prayer is a meeting between humanity and divinity. If there's a man or a woman to pray, I'm suggesting to you there is a God to answer. And the one songwriter say, "Oh, what needless pain we bear. What peace we often forfeit." You know, the problem is we don't take our situation to God in prayer. This past Friday, I was looking at people who show up for prayer meeting. And I was shocked to see so many people who call themselves preachers, but they are no show for prayer. I was shocked to see many people who call themselves deacons and deaconesses in the church, but they are not here to pray. But they want to make decisions for the church. You are already disqualified to be a part of anything in the kingdom of God. Prayer is the key. In this church, we just don't pray on Fridays. Every Sunday morning, 7 a.m. before church begins, we pray. Every Monday morning, we pray. Prayer is the key. If you want to learn something from Mr. Jabez, don't just get a title. Don't just get a portfolio. What you need is to be a part of the prayer team of this ministry. I don't want people singing in the choir, but they won't pray. You have nothing to sing about. God delivered me from a pastor that is eloquent but won't pray. You become disqualified. Prayer is the key. Today, in the name of Jesus, I release a spirit of prayer in this house. Let me say that again. In the name of Jesus, I release a spirit of prayer in this house. We're not going to be just like any other church. We just don't want to come for musical concert to shake our booty. We're going to be a praying church. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. If you want God to change your destiny, you got to pray. If you want God to change your circumstance, you got to pray. If you want God to change your situation and modify your condition for the better, guess what you need to do? You got to pray. And you keep on praying until something happens. I don't care how long it takes. have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problem. The Bible says this is the confidence we have. What is the confidence? If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Somebody shall pray. A prayerful man is a very powerful man. Are you listening to me? A prayerful pastor is a very powerful pastor. A prayerful deacon is a very powerful deacon. Some of you, the devil might deceive you and say, well, you don't need to go to church to pray. But what you don't understand is that there are individual blessings, but there are corporate blessings. There is something that you cannot get in your own individual prayer. That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, if two shall agree concerning anything, that's right, my brother, here on earth, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. So your pastor is too smart for you to tell me I'm praying by myself. You are a lying devil. Something happens when you come together with other brothers and sisters to pray. Tell your neighbor, I got it. If you want God to move in a very special way, you got to be willing to join others to pray. Amen, somebody. So if you don't get anything out of Mr. Jabez, what you need to get out of his life is that he prayed. The reason why God changed his situation is because he prayed. The reason why God removed all the curse in his life and he moved from pain, from sorrow, to being a blessed man is because he prayed. And if you and I will pray individually and collectively, God will move in a mighty way in our church. God will move in a mighty way in our community. The best gift you can give to your children is for those children to watch you pray and see God answer your prayer. Are you still here this morning? Not only do I want you to know that God granted Jabez's prayer request, I want you to know exactly what he prayed about. So you and I can do the same thing. Amen. All this record, all this event in the Bible, all this story is for our learning. Jabez's prayer as a young man has four parts to it. How many parts? We're going to deal with each of those parts for your own good, for my own good. The first thing he said to God, he said, Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Why don't you say that this morning? Say, Lord, bless me. I believe with all my heart the cure for a life of limitation is the blessing of God. Whatever is missing in your life, whatever is missing in my life this morning, the solution to that problem, the cure to that problem is for God to bless you and me. So when you are tired of struggling, when you are tired of failure, what you need is to be introduced to the blessing of God. Are you here this morning? The word blessing comes from Hebrew word called barak. That word barak means to be empowered to succeed. Being blessed is critical for your Christian journey. So when God says you are blessed, God is saying you have been empowered to succeed. The first lesson, in case you're making note, Jabez had a problem, he prayed. The second lesson, if you're making note, he didn't just pray anything. It's not just homing and hallowing. He told God, bless me. Ladies and gentlemen, he's saying to God, empower me to be successful. Please take note. This is where details matter. Jabez did not say, bless my job. Jabez did not say, bless my house. Many of you will call me and say, come bless my car. Your car may be blessed and you not blessed. So the devil is in the detail, you know. Your house may be blessed and you not blessed. Notice what he said. He said, bless me. It means he's telling God, put your blessing on me. Not on my car. Not on my dishwasher. Not on my new apartment or new house. Not on my job. Bless me, because he had an elevated understanding. He knows if he is blessed, then his car is blessed. Hi, I'm a car. Same. Good God Almighty. Jabez understands that if you are blessed, everything connected with you is blessed also. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. You can see that in the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 5 and 6, talking about Abraham. You will not believe what Abraham did when he was getting up in age. He called his concubines. That's another subject for another day. The father of faith with concubines. He gave every one of them and their children gifts. Important gift. But when it comes to Isaac, he did not give him anything. Now, in the natural, if Isaac were an American, he'd be saying, what's up with that? I thought I'm your son. You gave everybody else precious gifts, things that I could inherit, you give it away. But he said to Isaac in that scripture, I'm going to give you all what I got. And guess what he gave to Isaac? He just blessed him. He didn't give him a single material thing. No car, no wristwatch, no gold watch, no fancy house. He blessed him. And that is why later on you see in the life of Isaac, the Bible says he sowed in the midst of famine. And he came home with a hundredfold return. That's what happens when you are blessed. The most important gift you can have from God is the blessing of God. Not your job, not your house, not material things. Because if the blessing of God is upon your life, everywhere you go, success will chase you around. Are you all still here? The blessing of God is not dependent on any circumstance. The blessing of Almighty God is not subject to any situation. You know, right now in America, everybody is yabbly, yabbly, yabba, inflation. about the economy. When you are blessed, Jesus. When you are blessed, no inflation can stop you. The blessing of God is not subject to any economy. Are you listening to me? The blessing of God is not subject to any government. It doesn't matter who is in power. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord will make you rich. And add no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. No one can curse what God is blessing. You have to put that in hashtag. Remind your employer. Tell your supervisors. Even your spouse. Any player haters out there. Let them know nobody can curse what God is blessing. I wish I have time to share with you the story of Barak and share with you the story of Balaam. They actually contracted him to go curse Israel. But he finally admitted, I cannot curse what God is blessing. Are you all still here? When the blessing of the Lord is upon you, it becomes an attracting force. Are you listening to me? When the blessing of God is upon you, you will find yourself attracting opportunities. This is no baby talk I'm sharing with you this morning. When the blessing of God is upon you, you begin to attract people. People will be chasing you around. Are you listening to me? When the blessing of God is upon you, you begin to attract the favor of God. People will give to you. They don't even know you. Because blessing upon your life attracts opportunities. People will give you a job that you don't even apply for. So when you find yourself and you notice your life is barren of help, what is missing is the blessing of God. Are you listening to me? Stop chasing shadows. Listen to your pastor. I'm not hooping and hollering. I'm giving you the mystery of God. How the kingdom of God rolls. So that you can position yourself and your children and your children's children. Long after you are dead and gone, the blessing of God upon your life will still be speaking. When your life is barren of opportunities, you're watching other people moving up, and you can tell your life has become stagnated. What is missing, ladies and gentlemen, is the blessing of God. So you ought to do like Jabez. Pray. In first time with God. And say, Lord, I need you to bless me. Notice most people will say, Lord, bless my job. Lord, bless my business. Lord, bless my house. But they never focus on the blessing of God upon themselves. Are you still here? That's why Jabez said, put your blessing on me. Amen. There's a lesson there, because what you attract in life is a function of the blessing of God upon your life. If you find yourself just attracting bad men, what is missing? Are you listening? Can you handle this? What is missing is the blessing of God. When you find yourself attracting bad jobs, you get signed up for this job, fired. You go to another job, fired. What is missing? Do like Jabez. Pray. Say, Lord, I need your blessing upon me. Amen. Amen. Have you noticed people can move? I hate to put this community as an example. People can move to Central Louisiana and be blessed. Some other people will move to the same community and nothing works out for them. It's the same Central Louisiana. So the real question is not the location. Jesus, help me. The real question is what you carry. And if the blessing of God is upon you, what is upon you is what we attract. It don't matter where they place you. They can put you in Honduras. You would come out blessed. In my language, we have a proverb, because some Africans are watching, you know. They say, ba agunya sinu ewe, ba sebe sinu epuepa. I want concert on you. You know what they're trying to tell you? Try to help somebody. We've got to go beyond Mickey Mouse. They said, you know, peanut shell. There's only so much space in a peanut shell. And the Africans say, if there's only enough soup that will fill a peanut shell, some people, they're still going to feel good. In the same place where some of you are complaining, oh, this ain't right. That no good. Yeah, the Democrats, no good. The Republicans, no good. The Independents, no good. Some people are making millions and doing very well in the same community. What you need, the blessing of God. Tell your neighbor, I got it. Whatever is upon your life is what is controlling. Amen, somebody. Notice you can even change jobs and yet nothing change. Because you're going around thinking, all I need, I just need another job. And you get another job, yet nothing change in your life. Some of you say, if I just change my husband, this Negro is no good. And then you change your husband and still nothing changed. Some of you will say, well, I just need to move. Oh, there ain't nothing going on in Central Louis. I need to move to Chicago. I'm going to Los Angeles. And sure enough, you move to Los Angeles or you move to New York and still nothing changed. You can change location, you can change houses, you can even change your look, your makeup, you can change your clothes, and still nothing changed. What you need is the blessing of God. Amen. By the way, let me give you another quick note. I need to hurry up. See, when I talk about the blessing of God, not everybody can bless you. You want to make sure you are blessed by those we call blessing carrier. Don't let anybody lay hand on you suddenly. Just because somebody say I'm a prophet or prophetess or is speaking in tongue or he dressed up in big robe. That don't mean anything. See, I'm helping young people today. That's why I'm breaking it down. So, see, how is somebody going to say, I'm going to give you a car and he's riding bicycle? Church people always amaze me. I say, oh, the professor, pastor, the professor, who prophesy? When you hear somebody like David, he is a blessing carrier. That's why he could say, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I have nothing to fear. You know what he's saying? Because I have the blessing of God upon me. You want to make sure you're blessed by a carrier of blessing. Amen. And when you are a carrier of blessing, you will know it. Some of us, the reason why we speak the way we speak is not because we are rude. It's because we know what we carry. Many people got offended by Jesus. He will say, hey, get up and walk. And all the Pharisees and Sadducees, you'll be amazed how many people left this church because of the way I talk. But when you know who you are, you cannot deny yourself. You don't need to negotiate with the devil. When you're a blessing carrier, you can speak over your children and ain't no devil can stop what God is blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, please take note. I'm trying to help you today. Mr. Jabez didn't just say, bless me. You know what he said? He said, bless me indeed. I was watching the television one day, and I saw a commercial. The company is called Indeed. And then the Holy Spirit point this to me and say, have you noticed my servant Jabez? He did not just ask God to bless him. He asked God to bless him indeed. The word indeed implies there are levels of blessings. You can be blessed, but you can be blessed indeed. You don't need Mickey Mouse blessing your life. You need to be blessed to the point that even your devil, all the demons in your father's house will notice you're blessed. Good God. Today I prophesy over everyone under the sound of my voice. In this year of dominion, I pray that God will bless you indeed. Are you listening to me? Uncommon miracles. Jobs, position that you know you don't even qualify for. But when God get ready to bless you, the Bible talks about blessings that you have, you will find yourself blessed coming in. You will find yourself blessed going out. That's right. The Bible didn't say where you got moved to Chicago. He said you will be blessed in the city. But even when you go to Calfax, Louisiana, you'll be blessed in the field. Everywhere you go, people will see you. How can somebody become a multimillionaire in the city of Calvary, in the city of Lacan, in the city of Pivy? But when the blessing of the Lord is upon your life, you are unstoppable. Are you still here? Amen. May the blessing of God follow you around. Say amen to that. David says, surely goodness and mercy not may follow me, he shall follow me. Not only on Sundays. See, that's a blessing carrier. He knows who he is. Ladies and gentlemen, please take note. Oh, at the time. Another thing that Jabez said, you need to take note that you can be blessed, but your blessing is incomplete until you are a blessing. Are you listening to me? The reason why many people's blessing is not overflowing is because you're blessed, but you're not a blessing to others. So heaven have to cut that supply. People who are blessed, they are not stingy. Are you listening to me? You know what God told Abraham? I've got to hurry up. He said, I will bless you, and through you, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. He said, you also will be a blessing. I'm a college professor. It's a terrible thing to have an incomplete grade at the end of the semester. Your blessing is incomplete until you yourself, you're a blessing to somebody. Just look at your own life. How many can look at you and say, but for you, I won't be here today. You're not yet a blessing. If you have nobody that can say, I am a social worker today, I'm a lawyer today, I'm a school teacher today, I'm a pastor today, because man, I'm just getting started. Not only did Jabez pray for the blessing, I told you there are four prayers. I just deal with one, and he's standing up. Let me go to this side of the. You know, the second thing Jabez said, enlarge my territory. In other words, God amplified. Are you still here? To enlarge means to expand. God can expand your reach. Some of you, you're a business owner. You only have one office. You need this prayer. Lord, enlarge my territory. I remember when I would come to church and there's about 30-something people in front of me. How do you think I got here? I have to pray the same prayer I'm teaching you. Lord, enlarge my territories. How do you think I'm now preaching all over Africa and Europe from a little town called Pineville, Louisiana? Listen to your pastor. I don't have no hoopology to give you. I don't have no entertainment to give you. But what I have is wisdom of God. Pray to God to enlarge. You see, this microphone, God can amplify your voice, that your voice will be reaching nations. On your job, maybe you have one franchise today. God can increase you to the point that you will have many places of business. It's in your Bible, the book of Psalms, chapter 71, verse 21. You know what the Bible says? Thou shalt increase my greatness. That's what God do. And thou shalt comfort me on every side. Make sure it's God is in the business of increasing people. Are you listening to me? To enlarge you means that you are making progress. You can tell when a person is not enlarged. You go to the church, they are playing the same old piano they bought in 1920. You can tell there's no movement around here. They are sitting the same pews. And your back is hurting. Hey, don't turn me off. God wants to enlarge your territory. Some of you have been working the same position for 40 years. Lord, enlarge my coast. I want increase on my job. I want increase in my ministry. I want increase in my family. It takes a prayer for enlargement. Stagnation is not of God. Can I do one more? I told you there's four. Look at your neighbor and say, may God enlarge your territory. Somebody ought to shout amen for that. Amen. Tell your neighbor, may God take you to places you've never imagined. You know why I can say that? The Bible says, eyes have not seen it. Am I still in the book? I'm trying to give you a picture of what it means for God to enlarge you. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. It's never been conceived in the hearts of any man. What God has in store for you. Tell your neighbor, God will enlarge your territory. The Bible said, I'm trying to give you a picture of how God enlarged. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible said, now unto him who is able to do. Are you ready for this? Can you handle enlargement? It's not just for Jabez. It's for you. It's for me. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask, all you can think, according to the Holy Ghost that works inside of you. Jesus, help me, Jesus. Let me take one more. My time is out. I don't want to get in trouble with my wife. I need lunch. Did you know he said, don't let evil come near me? Brother Deacon, let me... See, I love my deacon. God bless him. Every time God is raising you up, evil is attracted to greatness. Have you ever wondered? You hear about Pastor Tony Evans. You hear about Pastor T.D. Jakes. You hear about Pastor Roberts. I can go on and on. The more you move up, the more the devil's after your tail. Can you handle this? See your pastor? There's a reason why the Bible says, anybody that think they're standing, take heed, lest you fall. This is why Jabez said, Lord, please cover me so that no devil will come near me. The devil is attracted to success. Have you ever wondered why many of our athletes, super success story, they go down? Have you ever wonder how Whitney Houston went down? Have you ever wondered how Michael Jackson went down? The more you go up, the more the devil. Yes, sir. You attract the devil. The devil don't like success. That's why you need the... Let me help. Those of you who are married to great men and women, stop nagging. You don't know the burden that that woman, that man carries because of his success. The least you can do is to pray. 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 Jabez, pray. Say, Lord, help my wife. Lord, help my son. Lord, help my pastor. Lord, help my husband. Whatever it is, it could even be your grandchild. Pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?